Has this ever happened to you? Superstar Taylor Swift comes over with her guitar and just sits down in your living room.
And I would love it if you would sing along with this song.
There's always a huge crowd of people screaming, holding glow lights, thousands of people traipsing around. Hey, that's my antique lamp. You can't sit there. There is a reason why Taylor Swift is only playing 80,000-seat stadiums this summer. And if that's your thing, then more power to you. But there is a parallel universe of live performance out there, and it happens in real live living rooms all across the country.
Open like a steamy asphalt stall, push out, did it from a parking garage. You stand with the keys and you cool out of silence, where you grip her love like a driver's license.
That is friend of The Takeaway and founder of the 90s band Soul Coughing, Mike Doty, performing live in the Houston living room of Jay and Stacy Cook, who agreed to host a show in their house for a small, dedicated group of fans and friends. Mike's on a living room tour. Plenty of artists are doing it and getting paid. Houses offer to host, the tour manager puts it all together, and Mike just has to show up. And things can happen in a quiet living room that could never happen in a stadium.
The electronic requirements are nil. I mean, it's genuinely unplugged, as in no microphones. It's like, you know, me playing in my living room.
Now, how many people are typically at each of these venues?
50 to 60 people.
Oh, that's great. And do you end up having to eat a lot of, you know, cheese squares and you know, Jell-O salads and stuff?
No, I asked for a Diet Mountain Dew, and that's like my entire, and a bottle of water, and that's pretty much my entire list of requirements. I have a cooler, and I sort of roll with my own yogurt is kind of my style.
Nice. Now, I would imagine that this could really vary, where, you know, you come in and then immediately leave because you have to go off to the next gig, or you could hang around for a while.
I mean, obviously, just kind of walking out the back door of a club is not the option here.
Right.
So there is a little bit more of a hang time element. And, you know, of course, I'll, like, sign stuff for people if they want stuff signed.
Right. And is the green room, you know, like Billy's room down the hall with all the, you know, Space Invaders?
Yeah, I mean, one of the requirements is you got to give the artist a room with a bathroom that's connected to it.
Nice. How do you evaluate what living rooms to actually say yes to?
Well, I work with a company called Undertow, and they're like the kind of experts on this these days. I mean, I've a lot of people are doing them. Ben Lee did one, and, you know, Instagram did, and they sort of weed out the crazies, and then you know, sort of put the criteria together of, you know, what works, and then they send me a list of names so I can pick out any potential stalkers, which essentially everyone passed, no stalkers that I could recognize.
Anybody ever, you know, insist on playing with you, kind of thing? You know,
No. And I'm, you know, I've been doing this a long time, and I'm really good at shutting down inappropriate requests. So I'm not worried about it.
Well, then how did I get to play with you in the radio studio?
Well,
trying to figure that out.
Somehow the sheer force of your inappropriateness barreled me over, and I just took it for the team.
Where does this go? I mean, you've got a sold-out tour. It's obviously a pretty interesting way to see the country, but is the idea to go from living rooms to some bigger venues to, you know, mix it up a little bit?
It's not necessarily going to lead somewhere or not lead somewhere. It is its own special animal. In fact, it's kind of nice in that it doesn't, you know, when you do a club tour, there's a certain amount of connection to an album cycle or, you know, some other kind of weird business narrative that the promoter has to see to plug you into their schedule. Whereas this, really, there's no, it doesn't need to be tethered to anything, which is an excellent aspect.
All right. Before we go, I have to ask you the really tough questions here. I mean, what if you go to the Gillespies and, you know, Mrs. Gillespie somehow gets kind of a hankering for the lead musician? How do you deal?
Well, of course, I mean, that happens all the time. Just in my life, I was at Target the other day. It's, I got to tell you, John, big problem. Yeah. Big problem.
So do not mess with this. It can be very dangerous.
Yes. I think that the company that hooks up these tours is pretty good at weeding out the swingers.
Right. That's good. You know, the fans at some of the larger venues sometimes, and I don't even know if you have to deal with this, but a lot of artists have to worry about, you know, I don't want to hear your new stuff. I want you to play the stuff off the old albums. You know, you don't get any of that in these living rooms, right?
Well, it's funny, but I did the last club tour I did was the Question Jar tour, which is exactly what it sounds like. People write questions and put them in a jar, and I answer them between songs, and it's sort of like comic and interesting. Those shows just bring hecklers out of the woodwork, and people, for some reason, you know, and it's like a real club, and there's like, you know, a sort of a fourth wall situation, and it feels, you know, much more formal than a living room tour. Those shows, there's always like four people that think they're having a conversation with you. For some reason, these shows feel much more a vibe of like everybody's going to be quiet.
People are really well behaved.
People are really well behaved. Yeah, I mean, much, much more so than at club shows.
Worst decor, worst sort of furniture.
No, there really hasn't been there really hasn't been anything heinous.
Just some very nice living rooms, and you're
yes.
just
well. There's, you know, there's the being I called the great god Clipan. Clipan is a kind of IKEA couch that is everywhere. There's one in every dressing room in America. Basically, it's like, oh, the great god Clipan is here. I have not seen the great god Clipan on this tour as of yet.
See, I knew you had some furniture insights to give us here.
Yes,
if I probed
indeed.
Hard enough. Well, Mike, good luck. Have a great tour.
Well, thanks so much.
Mike Doty is on tour all summer, coming to a living room near you, maybe. You can find tour dates at MikeDoty.com.
These are your friends. 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 And hey, do you want to go out? Do you want to burn? Limp and knock the chumps down? And hey, do you want to dance? Seize the mysteries. Hold them in your hands. These are your friends. 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 And hey, let's bump around. Let's break it down. And puzzle it out. But hey, do you wanna get weird? Like a fame alloy, like a sucker seer. Is change a crime? Is change a crime? Is change a crime? Is change a crime? Is it a crime to change? These are your friends. 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 These are your friends.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.